And welcome into the Friday edition, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Nick Fraser here with you on this Friday morning, live from our Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning Game Nashville Studios, home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership where the buzz is always about great service. Big weekend, sports coming up, sports. We got Vanderbilt traveling to Texas. We got a huge one at Neyland Stadium, Oklahoma and Tennessee. We got the Predators in action again tomorrow. We got the Titans taking on the Chargers. A lot of stuff going on out there this weekend. We'll take your thoughts on all of it at 615-737-1025. Rex Road, a minute and 10 seconds into the show, has been thwarted by headphones over there that are as tangled as it gets.
Yeah, it's a Rubik's Cube over here. Should be fun during the next break. I'm sure this could be simple to work out next break. But is this true that like YouTube TV is getting we're not gonna have like the ESPN crap on YouTube TV?
That is correct. Yes, we'll see how long that lasts. But yes, as of the moment, ESPN is not on there.
It is enough of this crap. And so ESPN wants everybody to do their app, right? Is that what this is?
Somehow YouTube TV, which I do love during football season, always finds a way to end up in a squabble with all these people. So I don't know who to blame. I don't know if it's YouTube TV. I don't know if it's ESPN. I don't know what it is. The good news is typically when these things happen, there's enough of an outcry about it that it gets solved a day or two later. So that's what I'm hoping for today. We got some college football to take care of tomorrow, so let's get this thing figured out.
Yeah, I mean, I can't function if this doesn't get figured out. I mean, I guess I could go to a sports bar.
And I guess I have ESPN Plus. I guess I'll just watch it on that. But still, like, let's get this stuff figured out.
You're right that it is YouTube TV often. I mean, it's not – there's other carrier, you know.
Yeah.
But ESPN with this new app thing, right, that makes me
– skeptical.
It makes me skeptical because they want everybody to use that.
Yeah, I mean, that could be what this is. I don't know.
So you go back to YouTube TV and jack things up?
Yeah. And I love the email that you get from YouTube TV, too. And it's like, well, we don't have ESPN, Disney right now. We're trying to get it back. But in the meantime, if it's gone long enough, we'll give you guys a $20 credit. Doesn't give you the specific date of how long it has to be gone. It's like, well, if it's gone for a long enough amount of time, we'll give you a $20 credit. Thanks. Appreciate that. What exactly is a long enough amount of time?
Yeah.
Because if I miss one college football Saturday, to me, like, I will cancel you. That's a long enough amount of time.
Right. Yeah, exactly. I mean, like, you know, I don't know, man. So I'll go back to cable.
It is amazing. You know, there's all these different ways that we, you know, can watch games now and all these different streaming services. And it gets to the point where it's like, wow, you got to have all these different things just to watch the sports you want to watch. Wasn't it nice when you just had, you know, cable?
Yeah. And then you add it up. Yeah. And you get some stuff that's, you know, that conflicts too. Like, you know, I can watch three different ways. I can watch one thing. Yeah, I mean, how much more savings are you getting with this way?
It's a good question. I think I don't know if we're saving on anything at the moment. So we'll see if that gets figured out this weekend. That would be nice. The Predators in action last night, Joe. They lose 4-1 to the Philadelphia Flyers. So, you know, not going to spend too much time on that game because there's not much to talk about now other than it's the same stuff, right? You know, I said after the game on Tuesday that, you know, 8 times in 11 games they'd scored 2 or fewer. Well, you got another one on the list last night. They end up with 1 goal. They outshot them 33-18, so I guess you feel good about that. But they lost 4-1 to Philadelphia, and they've now scored 2 or fewer goals 9 out of 12 times. It's just brutal out there.
It's
going to be a long hockey season.
I mean, my gosh. And as you pointed out in our pre-show meeting, meanwhile, how about Kiefer Sherwood?
Just,
like, former Titans, former Preds.
Yeah.
Get out into the world and just set the world on fire.
Yeah. I mean, and Sherwood, you know, was a fourth liner here. The different times, like, struggled to get in the lineup. Then he finally, you know, he hit a groove at the end of the year. And so
he
far,
was really good, like, for
he was
the stretch of that year.
And so far this year, you know, it's 12 games. He's got 9 goals, including a hat trick last night.
Of course. Why not?
So it's good stuff. So yeah. Preds back in action tomorrow, but another loss. And like I said, it's just it's going to be a slog. Like we talked about the importance of starting fast this year. And now you look at their record of where they're at through 12 games. And I think it's a one-game difference from where they were a year ago at this time. It's about the same.
One game better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's about the same of where they're at.
I mean, man.
So that's good.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? In case you didn't know, college basketball starts on Monday. I'm just telling you.
You know what? At this point, with how bad it's been with the pro teams around here, I may watch a little bit more college basketball this year. Tennessee, I might seriously do it.
Tennessee and Vandy going to be good, man. Tennessee could be really good.
Yeah, they could.
See? Let's get excited.
Get fired up. Let's head to our phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Welcome in Chad to the program. Chad, good morning. Thank you for calling in.
All right, we're fired up. College basketball. Hey, you know, talking about YouTube TV, what I really don't like at all is when the NFL Sunday Ticket left DirecTV, which I'm a huge DirecTV guy, I have been for a long term. But the YouTube TV bit, to me, has just almost ruined it. First of all, their absolute accelerated price, was it like, I want to say close to, was it $500, $600?
Yeah, for Sunday Ticket, it's pretty, it's up there.
It's like $479.
It's just insane. And then here's what happened to me. I waited last year till about halfway through the season. I haven't seen it come down this year. But last year, I waited till about week 8 or 9 and got it for about $100, and that's about where we are. I haven't seen it now. And then, of course, they hit me this year for the whatever it is, $469. I feel like an accelerated price. They hit me for closer than $600 with the renew. And I just don't like it. I don't know how long they signed that contract, but put it back on DirecTV where at least I'm familiar. Your thought?
Thank you, Chad. Appreciate it. I mean,
well, my thought is we get the forest green on YouTube TV, so I disagree.
But
I will cancel YouTube TV if they keep messing around with this crap.
I do enjoy the quad box out there.
Yeah, the four games at once is pretty.
Now, I don't care about that all that much in the NFL for some reason. Like, I just, whatever. That's usually if I'm watching the NFL, I'm locked in on a specific game. It's like, well, Titans are on, I'm watching them. Or the Packers are on, I'm watching them. If they're on at the same time, I'll throw them together. But I can't, for whatever reason, college football, I can quad box that thing all day long. In the NFL, I got to be locked in on one, maybe two. I don't know why that is.
Yeah, I'm not that way. I'm all quad box all the time. And even, you know, they also give you the I feel like there's a little more, and now I'm starting to do an ad for YouTube TV, which is contrary to the whole point of this.
You are.
But, like, different sports, you can do, like, you know, like World Series and Monday Night Football together and
stuff.
I mean, that's kind of sweet.
Ryder Cup weekend. I did the college football quad box.
Had three college football games through
the Ryder Cup and the other one. I felt good.
Oh, man.
I was like, Rex would be proud right now.
That is very.
Throw a little golf in there. And then the United States got absolutely destroyed.
Still, veteran move.
The Ravens are sticking to Rex Rhodes' track, baby. He thinks that they're alive.
Watch out.
They're back in it. And ultimately, they're going to come out victorious in this thing and win the Super Bowl. They improved to 3-5 last night. They get the 28-6 win against the Miami Dolphins, who, by the way, are cheeks. Not very good down there in Miami. Lamar Jackson back in there last night for the Ravens. And, boy, does he make a difference. 18 of 23 through the air. 204 yards, 4 touchdown passes for Lamar Jackson last night, a quarterback rating of 143.2, which is pretty darn good. Derrick Henry, 19 carries, 119 yards. It's amazing. Looked like he had a little bit more running room last night when Lamar Jackson did at quarterback. Yeah. It's kind of crazy how that works.
Isn't that funny, huh? Yeah. Welcome back, starting fantasy quarterback in both of my leagues.
There we go.
Good to have you back and see you throw 4 touchdowns. Isaiah Likely, another weapon, finally healthy. You saw that last night.
3 for 60.
I'm just saying, I mean, look, the 5 losses, like, they're going to win the division. I'll tell you that right now. Like, that division is, they are going to win it. The 5 losses, you figure they get another 1 or 2 potentially. And I still think that, honestly, at 10-7, they'll win the division. But maybe I'm a little down on the Steelers after what I just saw against your Packers. But
Steelers will be okay.
I don't think they're very good, though.
They're not. I don't know that they're very good. But they'll be, you know, 9-8.
Yeah.
10-7.
Yeah.
Somewhere like that.
So if the Ravens, let's say the Ravens go 11-6, you know, they're going to have to win road games in the playoffs. I mean, that's how it is. That's the hole they've dug for themselves. But yeah, like, you know, can you figure out something? I feel like they need to make a move at the trade deadline on defense.
Next 6 games for the Ravens: Vikings, Browns, Jets, Bengals, Steelers, Bengals.
they very much can get back in this thing.
Yeah. And bury the Bengals,
yep,
if the Bengals aren't buried already.
Hit the Bengals twice in basically like a 2-week span.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's just a completely different team. But the key was winning against the Red Hot Bears, you know, with Snoop Huntley at quarterback, which they did.
Yep.
And that gives them the chance to take off, and I think they're about to do it.
Well, that put Snoop in the Pro Bowl again. He's been in there before.
Given how many people bail out, I think if you're like at this point, you can be like the 36th best QB in the league and possibly get in there.
Yeah. Tanner says their defense is trash. Zero chance they go to a Super Bowl. Zero.
I don't disagree. Their defense, well, it's not total trash. You know, I mean, they I really actually like their, when they're healthy. You saw Malachi Starks last night. That's a great add. Kyle Hamilton is a tremendous player.
Yep.
Humphreys, yeah, like they're good in the back end. They definitely need, they need a difference maker up front on D. A guy around here. I know. Well, you might want to
– Cody Barton?
I want to make a call. Well, you know, you could do that, too. You could check on that. Apparently, you've
Draymond got – Draymond Jones?
I think
– a lot of Titans you could call
Arden out. Key. There's a lot of, you know. But, you know, if you just want to – if you want to get a little crazy, Baltimore, just saying. Okay, so did Henry pass 12K? Is that right? Last night?
I don't know, but that – I mean, what Ed's that saying. Sounds right. Yeah.
That's what Ed's saying, so – So Derrick Henry, it is amazing how different it looks.
1,252 now. 12,052 yards on the ground for his career.
Yeah. So Ed's asking, will he be top five all time? I think he will, right?
In terms of the rushing yardage total at the end of it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he's got a good shot. I mean, we talked about it before the season. And, you know, we'll see where he's at 629 for the year right now. So we'll see where he ends up at the end of the year. But, you know, one thing we talked about, it like if he had a pretty darn good year this year and then followed it up with another one next year, like he could get within shouting distance of top two, top three all-time rusher.
Yeah, so number five is Adrian Peterson at 14.9. Well, that's tough for Peterson to end up you know, that close to 15K and not get it. Four guys have been.
Titans didn't give him enough carries when he was here.
That's right. Yep. That's right. Yeah. So, you know, you figured, you know, Derek, I mean, he should probably be top 10 at the end of the year. I think he will. I mean, I think he's got a chance to, you know, probably not Emmett's 18, you know, which is one of the most overrated records of all time, given. He's a very good player, but he's not close to, like, the top backs on this list. But that's how it goes sometimes, compiling numbers over a long period of time with one of the best offensive lines of all time.
He's on pace for 1,336 this year, so we'll see what happens.
And it's been disappointing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it's like he's had some games where it's been just bad.
And obviously the fumbling, but it looks like he's cleaned that up.
Yeah, it looks like it. 615-737-1025, our phone number, 615-737-1025. The Titans in action against the Chargers this weekend. We went earlier in the week through the schedule. I don't know how many more wins are coming, so – what's that going to mean for Cam Ward? We'll get into that coming up next. Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5 The Game.
Results haven't been what you wanted, but as you look back to your first game to now, do you get the sense that you improved like you wanted to play?
Yeah, I think I improved every game. From an operation standpoint, from a play calling standpoint, to getting in and out of huddle, to knowing where guys is, to being an NFL quarterback, I think every game has got better. Then for each other position, every game we've had together, we've got better chemistry at. Because practice is a lot different than the game. So, you know, I'll continue to work with those guys, continue to work with me, and we're going to continue to be better.
It was a graveyard. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5 The Game. That's Cam Ward. Going to be an interesting game coming up on Sunday against the Chargers. I said it yesterday, Chargers a 9.5-point favorite on the road at Nissan Stadium, so we'll see what the Titans have to say about that. If they can muster up, you know, 20 points. We'll see. See how it goes on Sunday at Nissan Stadium. Taking your thoughts at 615-737-1025, our phone number. Joe, somebody very upset about our pre-show meeting schedule that we've got.
They changed the channel. We joke about the pre-show meeting. How do you know we're joking? I mean, I tell you what, I know I have your number now. I'm giving it to Izzo. He'll tell you about the pre-show meetings.
He'll tell you. Narduzzi.
Oh God, those two together, it's absolutely insane. And you know, I mean, Izzo's got a season to start Monday. Narduzzi's got a 5-2 football team.
Yeah,
you know, and still they get after it. Yeah, don't tell us about our pre-show meetings, buddy.
Exactly. So we talked about this earlier this week. This is not a some big shock to anyone. You know, the Titans could leave their team the exact same, and I think they'd struggle to win football games moving forward. But now, you mean Roger McCreary just got traded away. Who knows what else could be coming here in the next couple of days. Like, I don't think it's going to be anything crazy. We talked with Charles Robinson yesterday, and at this point I'd probably be pretty surprised if Jeffrey Simmons got traded. And frankly, if Jeffrey Simmons isn't going to get traded, I'm not sure there's anybody in the roster that can be traded that really affects things all that much when it comes to the Tennessee Titans right now. But the bottom line is, you know, they could leave things the exact same right now, and there's a very real chance that they may not win another football game the rest of the year. That's just what it is. Like, you know, there are going to be some opportunities. It is the NFL, so you could get hot on a Sunday and shock someone. I mean, I guess there's a chance that they could have somebody literally hand them the game again, like the Arizona Cardinals somehow pulled off earlier this year. But there aren't too many more wins coming for the Tennessee Titans. We know that. There may not be any more wins coming for the Tennessee Titans this year. So what does that mean for the quarterback, right? Like, everybody with a pair of eyes can see that the situation around him is bad. The roster's bad. There's not a lot of help that he's got out there. But if you're not winning any games, what does that tell you about the progress of the quarterback, right? Like, how do you view that at the end of things? Knowing that they've got problems offensively, they've also got a ton of problems defensively that may get worse now that McCreary's out of here as well. Like, they might end up being the worst offense and defense in the league by season's end.
Yeah, I just, you know, I feel like it's also a rooting interest question, right? It's like you're focused on the quarterback, but when it comes down to it, this league is about winning and losing. And like, you think back to Will Levis's rookie year, and what were the games we pointed to? Yeah, obviously the win over the Falcons, where we threw the four touchdowns right away, but also like the comeback at Miami and stuff, right? Which I think he did 2 years in a row, didn't he?
Yep.
Yeah. Like, those are the things. Yeah, 2-minute drill, and that, what matters more as a quarterback than a 2-minute drill where you make the throws and you actually make the plays to win a game, right? That Cam has one of those. And yes, there are all these circumstances that even made it possible, but he did make the plays. That's a great thing for a young quarterback. Here you go. You have evidence. Now, when it comes down to it, when you get better later, in theory, and he's ready to go and you've got stuff around him, he's going to be one of those guys who leads those calmly and, leads those game-winning drives that make the difference in a league that's loaded with one-score games, and it often comes down to who gets the ball last. So this year, the Titans will get the number one pick if they don't win any more games or they win one more game. That's great. But do you not want your young quarterback to win you some games, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, and I understand people would say, again, he has no chance. What do you expect him to do? I get that. I'm just saying there's this sort of conflict of, the team at this point. I think Titans fans, like, get us the top pick. What could you do with that? I mean, I don't know. I mean, sure, look, Titans fans, there's going to be Titans fans who are diehards, and bless their hearts, and they're the best fans in the world. They're going to be out there Sunday cheering their heads off to beat the Chargers. Those are great fans. But a lot of the fan base, I think, and a lot of fan bases in this situation in general, to me, understandably, are just like, well, the season's cashed, so what can we do to help ourselves as much as possible?
Well, it's interesting on that front, too, because obviously Titans fans want the number one pick. I don't think because of the number one pick, I think everybody's looking to trade it, right, and move out and collect assets that way. And look, I'm there too. That's what I want. Like, if you're going to be this bad, you might as well get a reward for it. However, I would still argue that if you're lining up what's more important, landing the number one overall pick or seeing really good things out of your quarterback, I would take option B, right? Like, the quarterback ultimately, I know they've got a lot of work to do with the roster and getting the number one pick and trading out of it can go a long way towards building this thing long term. But what's really going to build it long term is whether or not the quarterback's any good. And if he is playing so well with this crap roster and this coaching situation, you know, if you get to a point 8 games from now where he's just slinging it out there and maybe you win a couple of games that you didn't think you had a chance to win before because he's playing so well, isn't that a better outcome? Yeah. I think so.
Yeah, I think so too. And you might screw yourself out of the first pick. But, okay, but look it. He's actually winning games even with this crew around him.
And I'm not going crazy thinking that they're going to roll off like 5 or 6 in a row because I don't think this team has like a capability of doing that. But if late in the year they beat a couple teams that they probably shouldn't beat because he's playing so well, to me that's a good thing.
I agree. And another thing is like if you know, even no matter what your record is or whatever, you know, try to put yourself in the building or, you know, this is their job. You know, this is every day, all day. And, like, if you never win games, you know, I mean, like, a win still matters. These guys could be 2-11, and, like, life is better when you win the game, you know? Like, everything is better. It's an interim coach. Half the guys have been traded at this point. It's all – everybody's looking – Cancun is not far in the distance. But still, like, the week of winning a game – matters. And so if you think about just a complete death march of just nothing but losses, I mean, that probably also like diminishes what's like the performance around Cam and all that too. Like you need some success, and I think he does, and I'm with you. I think that even though it might mess you up in this draft pursuit of another number one pick, a historic run to a second straight, if it's because he is catching fire, I mean, I guess maybe best case scenario is like have a Josh Allen game at Kansas City in that playoff game where then he goes to the sideline and it's like, wait, we lost?
His defense is so bad.
You know? Yeah. But I mean, for the most part, if Cam's going to have some moments like that, you might sneak out a couple.
615-737-1025, our phone number. How important could wins be for the quarterback to help illustrate some progress throughout the season? We'll take your thoughts on that. 615-737-1025. Robbie and Rex Road, 1025 The Game. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road, 1025 The Game. Nick Frazier in the Halloween spirit this morning. Happy Halloween to everyone out there.
Oh, gosh, it's Halloween.
Yes, it is.
So, like, when you get older, it's so weird.
Yeah, I mean,
it becomes, like, not a big thing. It used to be such a big thing. It's a big thing for you.
Well, that's the thing. Like, last, you know, decade plus, I haven't really cared.
And now it's time.
Now it's go time tonight.
Yeah, that's right. Trick or treating time.
Trick or treating the deal.
Okay.
Yeah, she's Olaf.
She's
from,
Olaf.
Frozen.
I love it. That is cool.
She's been running around like all the last couple of days. Just, my name's Olaf and I like warm hugs. I'm like, all right. Good for you, sweetie. We'll get you some candy tonight.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
And then Dad can steal your candy.
Yeah. That's the thing. She didn't care at all about the candy. So I'll take some of that. That's fine.
Yeah. I'm actually glad I'm kind of out of the trick-or-treating thing because I had some real bad runs
where I just destroyed
my kids' candy. And I'm just sitting there just crushing Butterfingers, man.
Taking your thoughts of the Titan 615-737-1025, our phone number. Wes in Clarksville says, I'm still a good fan. But I ain't spending my money to go and watch them play like they've been playing, which I think is a totally understandable take.
Look, man, I'm not at all.
Yeah, but that's not what we're saying.
Yeah, I'm not flipping this around on people who aren't going. I have no quibble at all with you.
Nope.
Good for you. I'm saying if you look on Sunday, there will be the people who are always there, and they won't have bags over their heads. Again, if you do, good for you. If you have a wee ass shirt, wear it proudly. But I'm just saying. There are people who are going to be there, and they're Titan stuff, and they're going to be cheering. They're going to be wanting to win, and those are those are amazing fans. Good for them. They deserve better. This whole town deserves better.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Who knows when we'll get better, but it does deserve better. Yeah, like the calendar is flipping to November tomorrow, and then you start to – you know, there's still half a season left to go, so I'm not going to say the light at the end of the tunnel quite yet. There's still a lot of football left to be played. But, you know, when you're 1-7, probably soon to be 1-8, you start to then count down to, all right, let's get to the end of this thing and start to flip this roster and see if we can make some pretty dramatic improvements in one offseason. And we're going to, like, if the Titans do win some games moving forward, we're going to hear from people all the time on the text line. They're like, no! What are they doing?
Yeah.
I'm just saying that I think mixed in that, that probably also means that your quarterback is making some progress. And not only making progress through a set of circumstances that I don't know that you could have hand-drawn before the season that are worse, right? Like, you got an offensive line that's been really up and down that we thought was dramatically improved before the season. You've already fired the coach. You got a receiving core that, you know, Tyler Lockett gave you nothing. Ridley's been hurt. You got a bunch of rookies out there. Like, that probably means good things in the face of just horrific circumstances if you're Cam Ward and the Titans, if you roll off a couple more wins here.
Right, yeah, exactly. So, obviously, I guess best case is like, okay, Jets win some games and Raiders, you know.
Yeah.
And so you can get two or three wins, and it's because of Cam, and he's not just making progress statistically, but also he is. He's making some winning plays because ultimately what you're counting on when you get these quarterbacks is that they're going to win games for you, not that they're going to have pretty stats or throw amazing passes. Like,
right.
You know, you want to win football games. So, can you get two or three wins and still get the number one pick? That was your best case scenario.
Well, they won three games last year and got the number one pick, right? Like, it's not
yeah.
They can win a couple more games and
yeah.
still get it.
For
know?
Sure.
That's, like, I think there's some Titans fans that are like, oh, they've won a game. Like the Jets are going to run into another win or two.
That's the thing. You know? The fact that we saw, like, proof of concept, the Jets winning a football game, because, like, you're watching it, it's like, are they going 0-17? Is this a race to 0-17? Yeah, but the Jets actually have, I would argue, more talent than the Titans.
I would agree. So, I mean, I think every team in the league's got more talent than the Titans right now.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's probably true. So yeah, I think two or three, you can still probably get the number one pick, and then again, you hope that those are Cam Ward driven wins, right?
I think the main thing in all of this, we need to find a way to get you back to the NFL Combine this year, because we need, in the mix of all this, you need these quarterbacks that are going to be the, you know, vying for that number one overall pick, have some really good days at the Combine with, you know, some of these traits, get people excited in NFL offices out there. We need you to face all this.
Yeah, I think I'd rather not, so... Let's hope it doesn't happen. That's right in the heart of college hoops, you know. That is.
Yeah.
College hoops is going to be absolutely.
Hopefully YouTube TV's got things figured out at that point, and you can put the quad box up there. It'll be fine.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Probably not.
I'll be back with my bunny ears trying to find a game on that. I did have a question here from Ed, who first of all says, if you dress up as Amy, do you have to leave the house? That's pretty funny. But he says, is it fair to question the injured guys right now, that they're being kept safe until trade deadline clears, like Ridley and Simmons? I don't think that's it. Ed, to me, I think it helps the Titans if they want to deal those guys that they're on the field.
Particularly Ridley this year. Like, if I'm a team out there, like, I'd want to see him string together some games.
Yeah.
Right?
So the injury things, you know, it's like right before stuff. Sometimes you'll see a guy held out, but yeah, if they're these are actual injuries. Like we've seen these guys limp around and stuff. Like they actually got hurt and way before the trade deadline. So no, I don't think that's it.
Oh, and by the way, like, you know, say what you will about Jeffrey Simmons, but good luck keeping Jeffrey Simmons out of a football game.
Yeah,
because you want to protect him a couple weeks out for a trade, right? Like, Adam. I don't think that conversation would go very well.
No, I mean, I think, again, if Titans are out on trading Jeffrey Simmons, fine. I'd keep that. Just keep phone lines open.
Sure.
Because you get closer and closer, and you just might have a team that convinces itself that, like, it's worth putting some chips on the table there. But, like a Ridley, I think that could have been a deal, and probably because of the injury, probably won't be a deal.
I would agree. One thing to keep an eye on if you're a Titans fan this weekend, too, is, you know, kind of like Ed Oliver, right? Ed Oliver goes down for Buffalo, and one of the natural connections there is like, well, Buffalo probably sure could use Jeffrey Simmons right now. Is there another – I mean, it's the NFL. It's a violent sport. People get hurt every weekend. Is there another big injury this weekend to a contender that makes them desperate when they look around? Like, that's why if you're the Titans, like, you can't just close yourself off from the conversation. Now, obviously, I'm not sitting here hoping for someone to get hurt, but it's the NFL. It happens. You know, does that happen this weekend, a couple days before the deadline, that really intensifies somebody's desperation level
right
with their offer?
Yeah, there's always injuries. And, yeah, the Ed Oliver one is definitely one of those where you're like, well, you could see how they'd be looking around and be like, I mean, we can't, like, you know, look how important he was to our defense, which already is still kind of not great, but it's, you know, take him out of that. What does that mean? Can I have a little mini rant?
Sure.
See, is this Big Joe? It's not Big Joe. It's not his number. How many times have I ranted about this?
I don't know where you're going with it.
This texture says, honestly, I'm not sure the Titans could beat half the teams in the NFC right now. Yeah, I'm like, yeah, but not really, right? Well, half might be a stretch, but they suck. Yes, that's true. So just every once in a while, just to a reminder, in modern football history, there's never been a college football team that could ever touch an NFL team. Okay? Please? Please, please be with me on this. You know what we do with, like, the amazing college teams like that? Miami team of 0-1.
I think Ohio State would win.
Yeah. Or, like, whatever. They got like 12 draft picks. Oh, my God. You know what the NFL team has? They have 53 NFL players on it who are grown men who are, like, 27.
Can we schedule a scrimmage between the Titans and Vanderbilt?
Look, I said this Monday with Jake or Tuesday with Jake. I'm in the camp that Vandy this year would beat a depleted Titans team right now.
Now
just
we're talking.
Because if you look at the average age, like, I think
that's
11
quarterbacks are older.
Yeah, like, there's more graduate students on this Vanderbilt roster than there are actual – I mean, don't get me wrong. There are 53 pros on the Titans roster, okay? But the average age on the Titans roster is 25.3 years old. So the Vandy average roster is like 22.9. Not too far off.
Right, but there's like four dudes who are going to play in the NFL on the Vanderbilt team.
Very true.
And the other team has all dudes who are in the NFL.
Very true, but I'm just looking at this Titans secondary that you can just obviously pick somebody off the street. I mean, that's just me.
Let's schedule it. Let's get the Vandy scrimmage going.
Yeah.
I'm sure Clark Lee would love it.
It's
nothing better to do.
I never know if people are serious.
Oh, there's some people that are serious in this conversation.
Like, what would the line be, in all seriousness, if you took Vanderbilt and the awful, suck-out-loud Tennessee Titans, and you put them on a field, what would the line be? What would your line be?
Titans minus 30 and a half.
Yeah. Thank you. It'd be we're in the dozens. We're in the dozens, okay? But anyway, I'm sorry. This is just the occasional I have.
Ohio State, I'd probably go Ohio State minus one. Ohio State minus two.
Stop it. You're just trolling me.
4.5.
Alabama, probably 4.5. Yeah. Ty Simpson playing
I'm sorry
good.
I brought it up.
615-737-1025 is our phone number. 615-737-1025. Are we sure that Amy Adams Strunk is done firing people for the year? I want to get into that coming up next. Take your thoughts on that. 615.
You got someone in mind?
I do.
Uh-oh.
615-737-1025. Robbie and Rex Road, 1025 The Game. Welcome back in. Robbie and Rex Road, 1025 The Game. Taking your thoughts on our phone and text lines driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Trying to go through all the teams that could beat the Titans in college football.
I like this texter a lot. Rex Road is not often correct, but he's actually underselling his point. Vandy wouldn't cross midfield. I honestly don't think that there's a college team ever. Pick any great college team ever. And again, modern. I'm not going back to like the leather helmet days. I mean, back then it was like it was probably like Notre Dame could probably beat like the early like Portsmouth Spartans or some crap, you know.
Sure.
But I honestly don't think it would be watchable. I don't think it would be competitive. I think it'd be domination in basically every spot. And like I think it's like a 50-point difference, basically. I mean, it's a way bigger gap than like Tennessee playing like UAB. It's a way bigger gap.
Yeah.
So, but still, every year
this texture's persistent though. I give him credit. It says, in all seriousness, do you think the Titans could beat Nick Saban's best team in Alabama when they had first rounders all over the field?
Yes, dude. by a lot. Stop it. Stop it. How do we not understand this? These are grown professionals who are – you get bigger and stronger and better as you get from 22 to 26 to 28.
You think the Predators could beat Penn State? Preds could beat Michigan State?
Oh, here we go. Oh, we're going to do the yes. I will say college hockey, I mean, at least it's
fun.
It's the most fun I've ever had watching college hockey so far this year.
Are we sure that Amy Adams Strunk is done firing people? You know, she got her annual firing out of the way early this year. You know, Brian Callahan shown the door. It's gone. We know that there's a head coaching search that's about to take place. Let's say that this goes the way we think it might slash probably will. They're 1-16 at the end of the year. We sure Brinker's making it through that? Like, I don't think there's any scenario where Borgonzi's getting fired. Are we sure Brinker's making it through if they're that bad? And he's been a part of all of this. And I know that it gets back into the Brinker conversation of how has he gotten to the point in this organization that he has, given the fact that he has been here through most of this. But I do think, like, going through the 1-16, like, if that's what it ends up being, is there a chance that she's not done firing people at the end of the year?
There's a chance. Yeah, I mean, I think in all seriousness, I think that would come down to confidence in Borgonzi. Because I think what you're doing there, unless you have someone else in mind to just take Brinker's role, I mean, I think what you're doing there is you're saying, all right, like, Borgonzi is the last line of it. Like, he has finals, everything.
Yeah.
Now, again, you probably have to – you still have to have someone to do some of what Brinker did. I mean, the sprinkler system is not just going to fix itself on its own, okay? I mean, the grass over there is not going to get cut precisely unless you've got someone making sure – you know, the security cameras. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that you got to deal with.
Get the algae out of the pond over there too.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point. But in all seriousness, as I keep saying in all seriousness and then don't be serious, I would not rule it out. I'd be surprised.
I would be too, but again, this is – she's all in on somebody until she's not, and then she's immediately – it just changes quick. And going through it, like 1-16, which I think is very much on the table. Not saying it guaranteed to happen, but I think it's very much on the table. Like, if you get to the end of that, that means that's a rough slog the rest of the way here. And she has to sit through that and go through it. All I'm saying is I would not be just totally stunned by it if it happened. Because, I mean, frankly, I've stopped being stunned by this organization firing people a long time ago at this point. I mean, it happens all the time in this organization. So all I'm saying is if they're as bad as I think they may end up being by season's end, I'll at least keep an open mind on it.
Yeah, well, it gets into public accountability for something so awful.
Yeah.
And feeling, but again, also, like, I wonder about just how checked out she is, because again, we're not even getting her name on the press releases anymore.
That's a good point.
So it's arguable that you should do it if you get to that.
Oh, it's arguable you should do it now.
Right, but at the same time, clearly. I mean, Brinker has elevated quickly and has her ear and has impressed her and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So it's like, I guess some people, if that were to happen, I think sometimes they would be, go, good, and here's the next guy we wanted fired, and now he's fired. Now who's next? But some people would be like, well, why not clean house completely? You can't. I mean, I don't think you should, but it's just like this cycle is just so hard to break.
Well, and that's why, again, you know, we'll probably still be talking about this like 3 years from now. I mean, hopefully they're better by that point. And not just a little bit better, but like the process, like Cam Ward looks good, all these things. But it's one thing to second guess this, but we talked about it at the time. It's like last year when you made the decision to move on from Carthon, you should have just restarted the whole thing. Like, you should have got rid of Callahan, should have moved on from Brinker, and just restarted the whole thing and brought this general manager. If you want to have a president of football operations, all of it, and a new head coach in all at the same time, and then you draft your quarterback if that's what you want to do. But the fact that they've just been dancing around this is how you end up in this situation. And Now, I mean, Brinker's next in the crosshairs with the fan base. Is he next in the crosshairs with Amy Adams Strong? I have no idea. I don't know what that's going to look like, but it just the more distance we get from it, and we talked about it at the time, but now that we've got even more distance from it, it's just so dumb the way that they handled last offseason by not just going ahead and ripping the Band-Aid off and starting over at the same time. It's stupid.
If it does get this bad and they get to the end and then everything's fine and Brinker – That think about it, because certainly Amy was obviously all in on J-Rob and Vrabel, gave him the huge extension, then all in on Vrabel, ran as the guy. So if we get to this and it's like, nope, everything's fine, well, then Brinker has endeared himself like no one else that we've seen could, including people who actually have performed at a high level in this league.
Which is kind of amazing to think about. 615-737-1025, our phone number. 615-737-1025. It is a massive game coming up tomorrow for Vanderbilt. If they can win it, have they basically punched their ticket to the college football playoff? We'll get into that. Robbie and Rex Road, 1025 the game.